So we're back. This is another episode. Chill into the next episode. Today's theme is going to be anxiety. I mean, even I don't think that's a niche enough of a topic, of a theme. But what has triggered this is I went to call my brother, of all people. I was so nervous to do it. I don't know why. Because I'm getting into discovery calls, getting into sales. So I probably shouldn't tell people this. But anyway, this is me. I don't know, it would be cool to look back on and go, this was me starting. So I'm interested in learning more about my audience. My brother was the first listener to the podcast. So I'm interested in learning more about him, which is actually amazing because I don't know anything about him at all. I just realized that. So but yeah, I'm calling him, the phone's ringing. I get so nervous that if this was my job, I'd quit, you know? I'd absolutely quit. Or not quit, but I don't know, man. I don't know. So there's the point. It's weird, though. It is so weird. I want to get better at sales, though. That is, like, I want to do that. I want to do that. Seems like the most OP, overpowered, if you're not into video games, most overpowered skill set you can have in terms of, you gotta sell everything, man. And even your fuck up, don't buy it, sure, sort of shit, is an attempt to sell things as well. This is how anxiety works, man. I'm actually shaking now. For the rest of the day, my entire frame has been set. There's this little voice in me being like, don't have a coffee. Don't have a coffee today. Or yet. Because you don't want to be too jittery. But I was. I was very, very jittery. It's strange. Should I get the whole background on, what is it? The whole background on my, my life. No, not on my life, on my... the whole background on... See, this is not a good episode. I shouldn't say this. This is not a good episode. I've had amazing ones. This one is bad, because just like that little anxiety has completely changed the way I think at the moment. It's made me realize a couple things. I gotta clean my room. That's what anxiety does to you. You're like, my room is disgusting. So I gotta clean that. I'll feel better once I've cleaned it. What else? That's about it. I don't know. Anyway. For heaven's sake. Free falling. And now I don't. What else was the anxiety? No, actually, I'm looking for the goods in it. I didn't practice enough my material. So, sort of was treating it willy-nilly. I gotta practice my script until I've got it down. like the back of my hand. So there would be the anxiety, because I was looking at my own handwriting, struggling to read it, which is weird. Any handwriting analysts out there would have a field day with that fact. But yeah, I was struggling to read it. It's all coming to fruition. So here we go. For my life is a... My life is all of it. So here we go. Here we go. Anxiety, man, it completely shakes you. What did I used to do? I used to have really bad... I don't think it's anxiety, in hindsight, what I had. Like, the nervous, the terror. I used to get the terrors. Day terrors. Night terrors. Entire life was terrifying. I think David Foster Wallace talks about this, where... You are... What's the word? So beautiful to me, can't you see? This is the effects. These are the effects of being in a heightened, anxious state. This was calling my brother. So I've had every anxiety you can imagine. Name an anxiety, I've had it. Health anxiety, I used to have that. Actually, I was never anxious about the size of my penis. I just thought about that. I was like, never had that anxiety. Make with that what you will. It's not a flex. It kind of sounds like a flex. It's not a flex at the moment. Anyway, man. Here we go. On the higher grounds. In the highest plateaus. For my life is amazing. This isn't the take. I hate to say that. But this is not the take. It's the take I'll use. It's my little cop out. And I'm going to stop labeling things practice. Now I'm just going to say authentically, this is me covering this song. This all of this, man, it's gotta be fun, eh? The power of fun. So I'm in this little cohort. Got to start getting people on calls. That's... I don't want to go into the Reed episode again. If you read, I apologize profusely for every word I have said about you. But, hey man. I said... But a lot of that issue stemmed from me not getting on a call with him. And I didn't, I kept saying, oh, it's time zone. It wasn't anything to do with the time zone. It was to do with, I was afraid to get on calls. I don't like calling people. Oh no, it was actually my phone bill. I don't have a phone number anymore because I'm that behind on my bills. So they took my phone number. Which is pretty funny. Is that funny? Is that anxiety? Does that even make me anxious? I do not feel anxious about that at all, to be honest. So this is the weird thing about anxiety. I can be anxious to get on a phone call with my brother. That can cause anxiety. But I can know that I will do it. I will do it. And this is just the first step of many steps. So I have started this little program, Don't Quit Your Daydream, which I came up with. I'm backtracking on being so open about my influences in certain respects, but I don't know. If you can't sell your family, who can you sell? That's a good thing. I've realized. If you can't sell your family, who can you sell? So I'm going to sell my family first. Except my sister. She's got a very powerful negative aura, which is true. So that might, I don't know. I was thinking about it. I was like, I couldn't. I could actually. I could. It's not worth it though. I'll do my father. I'll do the people. She would benefit the most from this thing though. That is the crazy thing about it. But, man. For heaven's sake, we're at heaven's gate. Alright, I can see my fucking bill. Sorry. I can see a bill there, and you're just like, oh my god. I can't believe I used to worry about that. I remember when it used to be a cause of anxiety. Now, it is. What's the word? I'll do it. I will do it. So it's all baby steps I'm working with at the moment. How many people do I even actually need? I should do the math on this. 10 people. $10,000. It's not. I'm doing a 12-week course though. What does it have to be 12 weeks? No, I can make it the intensive. It can be a lot more intensive. So half the course. and I'll combine them. And I'll modify it. The first thing will be, yeah, straight away you'll go, these are morning pages, use them, that's week one. Then I'm going to introduce the narrative thing in week two. Yeah, how to narrativize your life and apply that to morning pages. So use that for morning pages. So that's week one, week two. What else? I'll have three exercises a week as well. Joe, you can do this, you can do this, you can do this, you can do this, you will do this, you are doing this. But get that intro down, like get that discovery call, like the back of your hand, man. Until you feel and clean your room, Jordan Peterson. Sorry, thank you to the Jordan Peterson fans for, they always give the best feedback. I think most people are just too nice with most things, but the feedback was, hey man, no one understands what the fuck you're saying. Which I think does relate to I guess post the celibacy video today. Alright. That's a good life for all of us. And here's this exercise from all of it. What am I gonna do today? Sorry, these, I don't know what this is. I gotta be honest with you guys. This might just turn into me organizing what I'm doing for my day. It's a little day in the life thing. All right, theme is anxiety. Okay, guys, the theme is anxiety. This is going to be a little bit boring for you. No, it's about to be like, you're going to watch me practice having calls. No, you're not going to do that because hopefully, ideally, I will call you personally. And when I call you, I don't want you guys to have already been sullied with the fumbling attempts. So, and it also, what does it give publicly, sell privately? There's a thing my mentor told me. So that was a big mistake I was making. I was like, hey guys, this is my plan. And some people rated it. But most people. I don't know, man. I do know. Anyway, my life is amazing at the moment. How long today? Okay, here's how it works. I'm gonna set a fucking timer practicing my No, here's what I'm actually going to do. Kill two birds with one stone. In terms of practicing, I'm going to clean today. I woke up this morning. I was like, how are you living? How are you living? Living large, but anyway. I'm going to clean today. But man, I should redo the Iron Mind course. Just realized that. Andrew Tate's Iron Mind course. I'm assuming now that people are listening to this. So, did Andrew Tate's Iron Mind course, provocative guy? Yes, I understand. But how was this man able to become the most popular in terms of awareness figure in the world, literally? His mindset is interesting. His mindset is cool. A lot of it is based on the master. I gotta get back into the master key. Yep, I gotta read that again. Yep, I neglected it. Do I need to start again? Yep. I gotta start again. Alright, I gotta start the master key system again. Which is fair enough. I'll do it. But this time now, I'm gonna have it scheduled a little bit. Alright. We're in my room. It's filthy. There's towels everywhere. My belt just broke. I'm so skinny. My belt just broke. So, and I don't have the funds to yet. This is the I'm presupposing that I will have it very, very soon. I'll have it now. I have it now. I have it already. It's already been ordained. All right, this is actually a topic I've got onto that I can talk about, where it's in terms of the journey. So if you're, I'm assuming you're also creative superstars. So if you are aiming to be, what's the word? To be or not to be? Come on, brain. Don't let me down, buddy. Brain, let's go. So if you, I'm assuming you're in Don't Quit, it should be an acronym by now, DQY, but Don't Quit Your Daydream, it should be acronymed, that's so funny. I have been struggling with very simple things and going for the huge, audacious things. But I can do the simple things too. I think it's actually a emotional block. Yeah, I'm blocked there. Yeah, I don't want to get you guys into archetypes, Jungian archetypes anymore. Or do I? Maybe I do, maybe I don't. But in terms of Jungian archetypes, there's this idea that I'm gonna go for a walk today with my guitar case, and I'm going to do Strawberry Fields. I'm not going to call it a practice or whatever. This is Strawberry Fields. I'm going to bring my lyric books. and my guitar strap. Oh my word.
Yep, Joel.
This is the one. This is the one. Just Strawberry Fields, the Beatles. I got a request for Eleanor Rigby, but I don't know. I don't think it sounds that good on the guitar, to be real. I don't think it sounds that good acoustically. I don't think I can capture that song on the guitar. Yet. Say that, end with that. Oh. All right, hey guys. I'll end with, hey guys, I got a request for Eleanor Rigby. No, just fucking play the song. What are you talking about? What are you absolutely talking about, man? Frequencies. Joel, keep going. You are a superstar. You are on. I think they said Jesus Christ couldn't work any of his miracles around his family. I think that is a position people have. So, if I start with my family, that's like, you can do anything after that. Yep, that is. I don't like to make things bigger than they actually are, but that is the good way forward. The best way forward. Anyway, ma'am. Who am I talking to? Oh, I'm talking. Ma'am. There's a woman who requested Eleanor Rigby. I don't know what I'm going to say about that. Say something. I'm so hot and cold. Now I'm curious again about what's his face. Went from despising the man to being like, oh, I wonder what he's up to. So I know what, maybe I should check it out. No, Joe, you need to check it out. I'm trying to listen to my inner voice a lot more. Joe, check his videos today. Why? Last time you got the hunch to do this, it was pretty important, alright? But what if I'm jealous? Then you do the jealousy map exercise on this guy. It's so hard not to comment on, though, man. What if he's dead? Also, that's the other thing. Is it codependency? Like, what if he is actually dead? That would suck. I'm a fan of being a fan. So many days, so much love. I'm gonna get pretty jealous of him, I think. So was a lot of my stuff just jealousy? Yeah, I think a lot of it was jealousy. All right, guys. That's not the theme for today. The theme today was anxiety. I don't know how I got here from that theme. But yeah. Yeah, man. My life is cool, man. I can see it, man. I can see that blowing up. 10,000 subs this month, Joel.
What?
That's coming. It's like, keep the faith, you fool. Sorry. This is how I deal with anxiety now. It's, you gotta fucking give yourself some real talk. Keep the faith, alright? That's what you need to do. You are on the right path. Is calling Michael even that important? No, it's not that important, because it's going to work out regardless. And we've got back to anxiety. A lot of the anxiety was me going, and I need this guy. I don't need him. I don't need him at all. I do not need him at all. He's so annoying. All right, I'm going to talk about my family anyway, because I made this video saying the right thing about family, you know, just like family stuff. I didn't even touch him, because I was like, that's 1,000 videos of just like, this guy is weird. He's a weird guy. Yeah, I'm. You know what? I'm actually gonna just get all of this out because I sent him a voicemail, which was a little provocative, a little annoying. But this guy weirds me out. In the sense that he's one of those guys. Well, I think I might have talked about this already, but he's one. I'll give you examples. Examples of you just realize you're not. And I describe our relationship as drinking buddies. That's what we were. So there's never been any sort of closeness or intimacy. It's more of just like a buffoonery. So I've got to be a buffoon around him, and he gets to be entertained by that. And what is it? Oh my word, the rule, like rule number one from the artist Ray is treat people alright, I'm gonna go in. I just realized, like, I sent him a voice memo just being like, hey man, I'm going to the moon. Moon. I'm going to the absolute moon, which is a fact. He responded to it like, I called him a drunk though, inadvertently. I already touched on the voice memo stuff a lot. You know what's crazy? Tangent alert. This is a great tangent, though. I'm seeing an image I've spent so long looking at, and then I'm seeing that I've actually unconsciously made steps there already. And there's a few other images which, if that happened, that's not gonna happen, Joel. Why not? Because it is going to happen. Did you think that was going to happen? Sorry, I'm looking at my images. Get into drawing. You got to draw things you want. It's like 1,000 times better than, what's it called? Photo vision boards. Vision boards. Like it's straight out from the psyche. It is gonna happen. It is really gonna happen. It's really gonna happen. I'm just realizing that. That's insane. That's cool. But would it be fun if I knew how it was gonna happen? No. It's gotta be unexpected. It's gotta be a journey. What was I talking about? Oh, my brother. This guy is like my brother and rule number one of choosing a circle. Spend time with people who treat you well and respect you. My brother doesn't respect me at all. And I don't respect my brother at all either. So I just can't spend time with Michael. That's true. So it was a bit of a mistake to want him involved. Want his negative energy involved at all was a mistake. So is that true? Yep, that's true. But some good did come from it. One, you're just gonna practice a discovery call with him. Just go, hey man, you're out of my orbit. I'm gonna practice discovery calls on you now. And then absolutely do an amazing one. That's how you have to play it. That is how you have to play it. Because I don't need him. I don't need anyone. That's where a lot of anxiety. You get riffing on a theme. And you weave, you zig, you zag. It all comes to get back. It all comes together. That's where all the anxiety comes from. It's like, I need this person. I don't need anyone. I do not need anyone. I have people in my life who need me. And I kind of need them in emotionally. You're just like, I gotta help this person. But that's about it. It's so crazy how swayed people are. This goes back to anxiety. It's so crazy how people are swayed by pageantry. I sort of forgot about that. Where it's wearing a suit. And people are like, oh no, this guy is going to the moon. Just from the fact that I'm wearing a suit. But man, what am I going to do today? I'm going to start with my room. Start with your room, Joel. Matt, you clean your room. Jordan Peterson. Shout out Jordan Peterson fans. Start with your desk. Then go into the bathroom. Then whatever, man. I'm actually just going to do a review of Andrew Tate's Iron Mind course. Get this stuff completely rewired on it. Do it again. I'm going to do that course again. I am. Repetition is the mother of skill. So that's where a lot of anxiety comes from. You do something once. You do it a billion times. Becoming easier. So these are my goals for today. Wait, I'm not gonna. Is that interesting to people? I don't care. I don't care. As I have said, I am the audience. I come first. Yeah. except. No, I was about to make a stupid sex joke and feed into that whole gynocentric view of sex. But you know what? I might save that later. Might save that for the stage, who knows? Anyway, man. New lands. And I'm gonna start posting my own music. I'm a stranger, Baby. Winners never quit, quitters never win. Subconscious mind. I feel conflicted. I don't know which way to go. Just try, that's the thing. But you can't be influenced by other people. That's the great equalizer on this stuff. It's fun, man. It is all fun. Freedom. I'm stunned. Yeah, that's it, man. So here we go, man. Here we go. Life is fun, bro. Just use him as a fucking testimonial. Who cares? Joel, that isn't unethical. Just show that to your mom, alright? It is proof. Whatever. So, actually, if he's doing good, then... we're gonna have a great time. Jill, you can't do
Mums are the final boss. Realize that.
You know what? I need to do Iron Mind again, because who the fuck would care about, to be real, who would care? Yeah, I gotta get back to thinking about that a lot more. Anyway. I'm doing 5 different self-help things at the same time. That might be too much. No, I don't think it is. Plot twist, I don't actually think it is. How much fun can we have here, man? Alright, I'm going for an hour. Anxiety, man. I didn't even talk about my whole medical mystery period. So people just talk about like, yeah, I was anxious. No, I was anxious. I was so anxious. This is the power of thought. I realized it. How powerful my thoughts are. So, positive interpretation of this already.
Hey, Reed. I just hit 10,000 subs. That was one of my goals. Now I can get that. Now I can actually fucking help you. Like, real talk. Really, really help you.
Yep. Hop on a call. Yeah, hit 10,000. You're hitting 10,000 subs. By November. 2024. Joe, that's happened. That happened, buddy. And so, ruminating that, to labor that. That happened. You know what? I might actually stop practicing. Check 24/7 Betterment. Go to his I almost disappeared, all of that. And we're gonna have fun. That is amazing. That's not low. So here we go, man. Here we go, man. It's 8:10 now. What is the next right move? All right, I'm going to get back into asking questions. What is the next right move? Pick up your guitar. All right, I'm going to pick up my guitar. Oh, wait, you know what? This is a bug. I can't do that. So, hey, guys. You can't watch me play. But you can watch me practice. Listen to me practice. So I'm conflicted. Should I go? All right, here's me practicing this. Okay, actually, here's something cool for a podcast. Here's the song I wrote last night. And kind of ties in with anxiety. Mm-hmm. see if I can remember it. If you can't remember things, they're not that good. Stephen King says that. But Eminem says he's like, it's not about remembering, it's about the skill. Like all the obsessive note taking. Thank you. Genius, absolute genius. And now, am I vamping for time? I like that, yeah. I could imagine saying the wrong thing and feeling better about life after I did this. So that's a little. The nexus of it.
I take you
for a ride. Stop. Yeah, so that is that. It is amazing. I should write. I'm actually. That's funny. I'm actually having an intense reaction to feedback at the moment. Where people told me they preferred my voice to Bob Dylan. I'm like, that's not even a fucking compliment. I love Bob Dylan's voice. Most people don't. And if you don't love his voice, I don't value your opinion. Was the other thing I wanted to say. It's like, no, his voice is not worse or better. It is different. So if you can't appreciate that beauty, then, I don't know, man. Do I even value your opinion? Do I even... No one can say the fucking right thing to me anymore. So, I'm also insane. That's about it. And that's... Oh, to bring it back to the theme of anxiety that happens. It used to be such a source of anxiety for me. Where you go, man, am I saying the right thing? Now I'm like, I'm saying the wrong thing intentionally now. I don't care. And then you gotta fucking duck and weave, though. That's awesome. You gotta dodge people, I think. I don't know, man. That's it. So you could have won with me. Now you've been in the okay. I'm gonna practice. Right, here's my practice speech to my brother. So, hey, Michael, you are no longer in my orbit. You are in the watch us win. You can either win with us or watch us win. You are in the watch us win category. So enjoy that. But you can help me with discovery calls. So this is just a discovery call. So I and actually just act how you would act if someone called you. That'd probably be better. to suspend disbelief, I'm your bravo. Alright, I'm actually, alright, if you made it this far, you can fucking know, you're cool, you can see me practicing my scripts. No, you can't, I just thought about it, I was like, no, you can't, that is secret, that is top secret, more powerful when it's secret. Anyway, that's it, bye.